Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Invent to Learn Making, Tinkering, and Engineering in the Classroom is a practical education book by Sylvia Lebo-Martinez and Gary Steger that argues for bringing maker-centered learning into K-12 classrooms, libraries, and makerspaces. Positioned at the intersection of progressive education, constructionism, project-based learning, and educational technology, the book explains why students learn deeply when they design, build, test, revise, and share meaningful artifacts, rather than treating tools such as robotics, 3D printing, Arduino, Raspberry Pi, conductive materials, programming, and cardboard construction as isolated novelties. It frames them as materials for thinking, collaboration, and inquiry. The book is intended for educators, administrators, librarians, and facilitators who want both a philosophical rationale and practical guidance for making, tinkering, and engineering with students. Its central purpose is to show how classrooms can become environments where learners exercise agency, solve authentic problems, and connect science, mathematics, art, design, and computing through hands-on work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, constructionism as the intellectual foundation for classroom making. A central contribution of Invent to Learn is its insistence that making is not merely an engaging activity or a way to make STEM more entertaining. The book connects maker practices to constructionism, especially the educational work associated with Say More Paper, in which learners build knowledge most powerfully while constructing public, shareable objects. This framing matters because it shifts the educational value of making away from the finished product and toward the thinking that occurs during design, debugging, collaboration, and revision. Students are not simply following directions to assemble a project, they are externalizing ideas, testing assumptions, and using materials as intellectual partners. The book also situates making within a longer progressive education tradition, where learning is active, social, and connected to real problems. This helps prevent the maker movement from being reduced to equipment purchases or fashionable classroom decoration. Martinez and Steger present making as a disciplined form of inquiry, one that can integrate scientific reasoning, mathematical modeling, artistic expression, and computational thinking, and properly ADASSC. The result is a pedagogical argument that treats hands-on construction as rigorous learning rather than as enrichment after serious academic work is complete. Secondly, modern tools become powerful when they serve student inquiry. The book gives significant attention to contemporary maker tools, including 3D printers, microcontrollers, robotics kits, wearable computing materials, sensors, programming environments, conductive paint, and low-cost construction supplies. Its treatment of technology is notable because it does not present devices as automatically transformative. Instead, tools become educationally meaningful when students use them to investigate questions, design functional objects, or express complex ideas. A robot, for example, can support learning about motion, feedback, measurement, sequencing, and debugging, but only if the classroom task allows students to make decisions and encounter real design constraints. The same logic applies to simpler materials such as cardboard, tape, fabric, or recycled objects. The book therefore resists a narrow high-tech definition of making. It argues that the range of available materials has expanded, but the deeper issue is how teachers create conditions for experimentation. This is an important distinction for schools with limited budgets, because it means a makerspace is not defined by expensive machines alone. It is defined by access to materials, meaningful challenges, time for iteration, and a culture in which students can learn from incomplete attempts. Thirdly, the think-make-improve cycle organizes invention without over-controlling it. Invent to Learn is especially practical in its use of the TMI model, meaning think-make-improve, as a simple design cycle for classroom projects. The value of this model lies in its balance between structure and openness. Students are encouraged to begin with ideas, questions, sketches, or plans, but they are not trapped in excessive pre-planning before they touch materials. They make prototypes, observe how those prototypes behave, and then improve them through revision. This sequence reflects how engineering and creative work often proceed in real contexts, where problems become clearer through interaction with materials and constraints. The model also gives teachers a manageable language for guiding projects without turning them into step-by-step recipes. Prompt setting becomes crucial. A good prompt must be open enough to invite different solutions, but focused enough to support sustained investigation. The book therefore treats the teacher as a designer of learning conditions rather than as the source of all procedures. TMI also normalizes failure as information, a circuit that does not light, a program that does not run, or a structure that collapses becomes evidence to interpret, not proof that the learner has failed. Fourthly, maker classrooms require changes in classroom management and teacher identity. The book recognizes that making changes the practical dynamics of a classroom. Materials are distributed, students move around, projects develop at different speeds, and solutions vary widely. This can challenge traditional classroom management models based on uniform tasks, quiet compliance, and predictable outputs. Invent to Learn addresses this by encouraging educators to build routines that support autonomy, safety, collaboration, cleanup, documentation, and peer assistance. The teacher still plays an essential role, but that role becomes less about delivering content and more about creating an environment where productive inquiry can occur. Teachers ask questions, connect students to resources, help them reflect, and decide when to intervene or step back. This shift can be difficult because it requires comfort with uncertainty. The book does not imply that making is unstructured freedom. Rather, it argues for a different kind of structure, one based on norms, materials management, purposeful prompts, and iterative reflection. The classroom becomes more like a studio, lab, or workshop, where learners pursue varied paths within a shared culture of design. This practical emphasis makes the book more useful than works that celebrate creativity without addressing the organizational demands of real schools. Lastly, student agency and leadership are treated as outcomes of making. A distinctive theme in Invent to Learn is the connection between making and student agency. The book argues that students develop as leaders when they are trusted to use real tools, solve problems, teach one another, and contribute ideas that matter beyond a worksheet. This is not only about preparing students for future technical careers. The authors emphasize that making supports real learning in the present because students experience themselves as capable designers and contributors. When a learner builds a device, programs an interaction, repairs a prototype, or explains a process to classmates, knowledge becomes active and socially visible. This can broaden participation in STEM and STEAM by offering multiple entry points. One student may enter through art, another through mechanics, another through storytelling, and another through code. The book also highlights the importance of inclusive access to materials and opportunities. If making is reserved for gifted programs, after-school clubs, or well-funded schools, its democratic educational promise is weakened. By treating students as creators rather than consumers of technology, Invent to Learn positions maker education as a way to redistribute expertise within the classroom and make learning more participatory. In conclusion, Invent to Learn is best suited for K-12 teachers, school leaders, librarians, makerspace coordinators, technology integration specialists, and teacher educators who want a serious but accessible guide to maker-centered learning. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers move from enthusiasm about tools to a more coherent learning design, selecting materials, shaping prompts, supporting iteration, and understanding why hands-on invention can produce deep academic work. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects contemporary maker culture to constructionism and progressive education, giving educators a language for defending making as rigorous learning rather than optional enrichment. Compared with many books in educational technology, it is less focused on device adoption and more focused on what students do intellectually with tools and materials. Compared with general project-based learning guides, it pays closer attention to fabrication, physical computing, engineering habits, and the role of tinkering and discovery. The book stands out because it combines philosophy, classroom practicality, and a broad view of materials, from cardboard to microcontrollers. Readers looking for a narrow technical manual may need additional resources for specific platforms. But those seeking a grounded framework for transforming classrooms into places of invention will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support Sylvia Martinez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.